you would have been correct. It may be time to move away from choir robes and put on some cowboy boots in church. Who knows? But looking for new forms to fulfill the function of participatory worship for the people of God. Let's look at a second area, mission. Maybe we could move from a form idea of our church gives 50% of its budget to missions to something different. The New Testament may actually indicate in the Gospels that the church doesn't do mission, the church is mission. Again, the church doing and funding missions is a notion of the late 19th century mission generation. It's programmatic thinking, but it's not systemic thinking. It's not flexible. This means that claiming missions as foreign gospel enterprises is a form-paralyzed concept. But if you go to the foundation, if you look for the function, mission is what the church does to spread and live the good news of Jesus Christ everywhere. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. That's where Jesus sends us, into all of the microcosms, then into the great world. We find that in Acts 1:8. Now, an alternative for flexibility might be to change mission, to go back to the function, to make 100% of the church budget prayerful mission dollars. You could adopt the Hispanic youth outreach and daycare center down the street for missions as much as you would the orphanage in Bogota. This would also mean embracing groups like Young Life that evangelize American youth in our cities as mission causes, while also supporting the outreach to drug-using street kids in Honduras or the orphans in Bosnia. Do you see the flexibility rather than status quo that this new thinking creates? Try something. Go through all the departments of your job, your church, your Christian organization, and identify the function behind the forms. Write those down for each activity. Then ask, is today's form the right way to get the job done? Is it the most effective? Or am I or are we maybe getting too interested or even worshiping dead forms instead of following and worshiping the living God? Trend number two, from vogue to value. Vogue is that trend we saw in the Transcendental Acquisition 80s. You remember that, when yuppiedom reigned supreme. Vogue is that style preference which is very conscious of what's best, what's hippest, what's most expensive, and therefore exclusive. Well, frankly, it was a pretty miserable time, wasn't it? A time in which the only battle cry was, he who dies with the most toys wins. But there's a shift taking place that many are observing in our society. Nesbitt's picked up on this. As baby boomers and Generation Xers tasted the fruits of their vogue purchasing labors as their first ulcer, first heart attack, or nervous breakdown, these people began to downshift. We all did. And at last, khaki pants didn't have to be Ralph Lauren to be acceptable. And we're still discovering value today. Brand doesn't determine value. Utility determines value.